This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One time, one sister was telling me, you know, I want to marry this person. I said, why? She said, mashallah, his voice of Quran is very good. I said, okay, just follow his YouTube channel. I mean, listen to his recitation. He didn't need to get married to someone like that. Yeah, that's not love. Or, oh, he miskeen, he went through so much in his life. Or miskeen, she has no one to do. That's petty. You want to give her financial help, or you want to give him money to help him? That's, you know, he needs a counselor. It doesn't mean he needs a wife or a husband. You to become his wife. That's petty. That's the very big difference between these. And a lot of people mix between them. So make sure that you don't be... And it's hard sometimes to differentiate because these emotions comes mixed. It's not like, okay, they are well identified. And no, but just you have to be careful and not to be deceived. And they're part of the mystery of love. Okay? One of the things that you have to be careful about that researcher telling us that people who are newly in love produce decreased level of hormone, serotonin, as low as level seen in people with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. What that means? It means that intense love can cloud your mind, can make you, you know, obsessive into the relationship. And sometimes that can blind you because I hate to break it for some of you, that love is not always enough to sustain a marriage. Love is not always enough to be married to that person. There are so many loves does not mean can lead to marriage. And after a while, people realize that. I will never forget a sister told me, Sheikh, I need to get divorced. I said, what happened? She said, Sheikh, you don't know what I had to go through to be married to my husband. I lost almost my family. I said, tell me. And she was crying so hard because she's pregnant. But she can't take it. She loved that man, and I think she was still in deep love with him. She grew up in a very rich family. She told me I had maybe two maids. One of them 24/7 dedicated for me, or like all the time for me, right for me. Another one for the house. And she said, Sheikh, I lived in a very luxurious life. And I fell in love with this guy who from a different culture, different country. And he was very poor, but he's religious. And my family is not that religious. And I fell in love with him. I loved him. I loved how righteous he is. And My parents told me, if you marry him, we have nothing to do with you. I said, I don't care. I will drink water. I will eat bread. I will dip bread in oil. Doesn't matter. Yeah, this is like the nice, you know, word. But when you start living like that, okay, you're not going to have love for dinner every night. I said, love was so hard. But it's not only the materialistic part of it and the money and the shortage, and we're living in a very bad house, broken. He himself got frustrated very quickly. I get tired. I'm not used to work. He get angry because I never cleaned a house in my life. And he was angry. He keep telling me, my mom, my mom, my mom, I'm not your mom. You better be like my mom. La, la, la. One time they raised their voice, another time he pushed her, third time, you know, became more violence. And the love just got lost. I'm sure they were in love when they decided to take that. But love was not enough to make this marriage work.